You've heard me talk about Samaritan Ministries and how believers come together to care for each other's medical needs. Well, Samaritan has recently launched Redeem HealthShare Ministry. It's an additional sharing option from Samaritan that offers flexible, affordable programs with the same biblical foundation, all through a modern digital platform. Redeem still gives you the freedom to choose your providers, as well as the option to include an exclusive add-on feature to help with expenses related to dental care, vision, routine, and preventative care. New features, new programs, new options. Check it out at RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. That's RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. Hey, we're Anna Jennifer Smith with Marriage After God,
helping you cultivate an extraordinary marriage.
And today we just wanted to interrupt your ordinary flow of things to just give a little update.
Yeah, we're excited to just come on here. It's just Aaron and I today. If you've been joining us on the podcast, you notice that we've been going through a series of interviews with some friends and online influencers and people who, have inspired us in different ways of what it means to be a marriage after God and have a marriage after God. And we really enjoyed sharing those interviews with you. We're how far in now? I think
this should be like 6 or 7.
Yeah, I think 7 week. Launches this week on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So hopefully you guys have been enjoying those interviews just as much as we have.
Yeah, and the reason we wanted to do the interview style for this series leading up to the launch of our new book, Marriage After God, is because the reason we wrote the book, Marriage After God, again, it comes out June 4th, is because we want to inspire and encourage marriages all over the world to step into the calling that God has for them, that they would recognize that God wants to use their unique marriage in unique ways for Him.
Your unique marriage.
Your unique marriage. Yeah. And all of these marriages that we interviewed, we thought to ourselves, like, hey, why don't we do this by interviewing marriages that have influenced us, that have been examples of marriages after God. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we did. Yeah. And there's a bunch left. There's like, what, 9 more left? We had 16 total, and we're on number 7 this week. So I hope you're enjoying them. And we hope that they're encouraging you guys at the depths of your hearts and are inspiring you to not only want to get the book, because that's one of the main reasons we want to do it, but inspiring you to step out and be like, okay, Lord, what do you want us to do? How can we say yes to you?
And to have, deeper conversations with your spouse about these topics that we're bringing up from the book. I think that I think that that's happening, and we're encouraged by that. And so we also just wanted to let you guys know that just after the Marriage After God series is done, and once the book launches, like Aaron said, June 4th, we are planning on picking up the regular podcast program, which is just Aaron and I. And so it'll go back to just us kind of sharing on different topics.
Yeah. And so we want to give you guys a little homework assignment before we move on. You didn't know I was going to bring this up.
I didn't know.
If you follow us on Instagram or Facebook, would you let us know that you've been, what episode you've liked out of the interviews? Maybe do a screenshot of one of them and share about it. We'd love to see who's listening, where you're from, what you love about the show. And that would be really fun. Just tag at Marriage After God, and we'll check all those out. And we might even repost some of them to our stories. We love reposting people's stories and posts to our own feeds to let the world know, like, hey, people are listening. They're loving it. So we'd love to hear from you. Yeah. Instagram, Facebook. Instagram's probably the best way to do it for us. We just love going to Instagram, and it's easy to repost people's things.
Another part of this update that we wanted to give to you guys is that currently the Marriage After God book is available for pre-order. If you go to marriageaftergod.com, you can just pre-order right there.
Yep,
right, Aaron?
From wherever they want to pre-order.
And you can also download a free sample of the book, which is super awesome.
Yeah, they just fill out a really simple form, name, email. Boom, they get they can download the introduction and the first chapter of the book.
So that's available for you guys currently. And also coming very, very soon, at the top of the Marriage After God site, you'll see a button called Freebies. And Aaron and I have been working on some really cool freebies for those of you who do pre-order, one of which includes a live webcast with us.
Yeah. We're still working on the details of that. But if you pre-order the book, you'll get access to that live webcast with us when we launch it, when we get closer to the launch of the book.
Yeah. So just there's a couple other things that we're super excited about to share with you guys. And again, this is for people who pre-order. Yeah. So make sure that if you have pre-ordered, already or you're going to, that you get those freebies.
Oh, and the freebies aren't yet available, but they will be soon. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter when you pre-order. As long as you pre-order before June 4th,
you'll have access to them.
When they're available, you can get them.
Yeah.
And you'll just come in, put your order number in, boom, you'll have access to the downloads. What is one of the freebies?
So I already shared it's access to a live webcast with us.
What's another one?
So another one is the date night conversation starters.
Yeah, we came up with 52 date night conversation starters.
Yeah.
Essentially what you do is you pull one out of a box or a jar.
Wherever you want to put them.
You go on a date. And then the discussion for that night will be the topic that you pulled out of the jar.
Which I think is super encouraging because, I don't know, I'm sure other people can relate, but sometimes we go on a date and
like, what do you want to talk about?
Either we have too much to talk about and it's all jumbled, yeah, or we kind of feel like duds and we don't really talk a lot, which is okay too. But sometimes yeah, it's nice with hard questions that someone else is kind of asking it. And so it's not that it's coming from you or I, but that, mm-hmm, hey, there's this question prompted for us and we can both answer it.
Yeah, and then there's a couple other freebies that they'll get. We can talk about those later, but pre-order the book, and then when the freebies are available, you'll be able to access them from marriageaftergod.com. But what I want to do is we've gotten some really awesome endorsements from people that we respect and love, and we'd want to read some of those
and
to
they've
you guys.
Been the only people that have seen the book, that have read the book,
it's
that
true.
Have
They're the
experienced
only ones that have
this.
Read the
book, yeah. So we're super excited about this. Again, this is the Marriage After God book, and we're so excited for this, guys. It's coming out June 4th. But yeah, I wanted to share the first one. It's from our friends Jeremy and Audrey Roloff. If you're not already following them, you should go follow them. This is what they had to say. In these pages, Aaron and Jen have fantastically conveyed the purpose of the mission and meaning of marriage, a powerful read that left us both inspired and awed that we get to participate in something so powerful, marriage, designed and created by a mighty God for an amazing adventure. No doubt this will become a must-read for decades to come.
Wow. And they might be biased because they're our friends, but
no,
man, that was a
great.
Really... encouraging review that they left for us.
I like that they said created by a mighty God for an amazing adventure.
Which
that's
is exactly what we think it is. Yeah.
And that's how we experience marriage. Like we love the idea of it being an adventure.
We're looking for people who have been blessed by this free podcast and our free daily marriage prayer emails and who want to help be a blessing to others. Creating and hosting this podcast and sending out our daily emails do incur a financial cost. And we want to invite you to join our faithful patron team to help financially support these resources so that they can remain free for all who need them. Please join our patron team today and become one of the faithful financial supporters who desires to help bless thousands of marriages around the world. Your support will help us pay for the creation, hosting, and promotion of our podcast and daily emails. Thank you, and we hope to see you become a Marriage After God patron.
And we just want to encourage other people to experience that.
Yeah. So the next one I want to read is from Jefferson Bethke and his wife. It's Jefferson and Alyssa Bethke, and they said this. This book is an incredible resource for anyone trying to grow or step into a healthier and more life-giving marriage. Aaron and Jen pull no punches and are honest, raw, and authentic and show that a marriage in pursuit of Jesus can change the world.
Mm.
That's why we wrote the book, because we're like, hey, we want to change the world with our marriages. God wants to change the world with our mm-hmm. marriages, and it starts in our marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that they wrote that, because that's our heart,
yeah,
is that the couples reading this book would say, okay, Lord, how do you want our marriage
mm-hmm.
to affect your kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to be obedient to that and walk in that. So help us and show us. And that's super exciting.
Yeah. Our hope and prayer is that this book is that catalyst.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the last one we'll share with you guys is from Dr. Julie Slattery. Again, if you're not familiar with her and the ministry that she's got going on, you guys should definitely check her out. AuthenticIntimacy.com is her site. But she said this: in Marriage After God, Aaron and Jennifer Smith have boiled the complexity of a godly marriage down to its essential nuggets. The book is honest, straightforward, biblical, and a great tool for any couple that aims to honor God in the midst of real life.
Mm.
So again, her understanding that this book is a tool used to help kind of catapult a marriage to what God has for them,
yeah,
and to inspire them to chase after that with all boldness, all mm-hmm. courage, you know, all hearts inspired. That's what this is for.
Yeah, our tagline for the book is, it's not the subtitle, but the tagline is that our marriages are meant for more than happily ever after.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing to pursue happily ever after, like, oh, we just have a happy marriage, we have a strong marriage, a faithful marriage, and that's great. But the reason we have a strong, faithful, godly marriage is because of the ministry that God has for us, mm-hmm. and what he wants to do in us and through us. Mm-hmm. And it happens in the midst of real life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not this thing that's far off. It's right there in the midst of what God's doing with us right now.
Yeah.
And who he's put around us right now. So
yeah,
we're excited to see what comes from this book. We're excited to see marriages and their hearts being lit on fire for, mm-hmm. for what God's doing, to have the hearts and minds turned back to the Word of God and to chase after God boldly with mm-hmm. everything,
mm-hmm.
In their marriage, in the unique, in themselves, the husband and the wife together doing this.
Yeah. So if you go to the Marriage After God site, which is marriageaftergod.com, you can read through more of what other people have to say about the book. But we also want to let you guys know that we are starting to compile a page called Movement Starters. And this yeah. was kind of just something that came out of our hearts that we wanted to explain to you really quickly. And the Movement Starter page is going to be just a page full of names and hopefully pictures of other people who have read the book and who believe in its message and want to join the movement to share its mm-hmm. message with other marriages.
And that's going to be live soon on the site as well. And it's going to be a place to highlight those marriages that are like that are saying, yes, yes, we're going to do this. Yes, we want to be a marriage after God. We want to be used to help grow his kingdom, and we want to be used to spread the word and light fires in other marriages.
And here's the thing. We want to see your name as a marriage movement starter. We want yeah. to see your name there. We want to see your guys' picture. And we're asking that you join us, in this movement to encourage other marriages to have marriages after God.
Right. To have a Christ-centered, heaven-focused,
biblical
yeah, marriage that just loves to see God use them the way he wants to use them.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what our hearts are. It's to see how God took our brokenness, our messiness, our story. And when we said yes to God and see what he does with it,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to look different in every marriage, yep. but
that's the beautiful part about it,
about the body of Christ, is that it's so unique.
Yeah.
And it's full of so many different talents and giftings and resources. Mm-hmm. And we want, it's what God wants, really, mm-hmm. is that we all would be operational parts of the body,
mm-hmm.
that we wouldn't just sit back and watch other people, mm-hmm. but we would say, no, we're going to do our part. We're going to do what God has for us.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't a working for salvation. This is a working out our salvation in mm-hmm. this world. We're just,
and a because of salvation, yeah. like it's because of what God yeah. has done for us that we are moved at the core of who we are to do this for him.
And it's for the lost.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, it's for those that don't yet know God,
yeah.
don't yet have that hope in Christ. And so our prayer is that the church, the body of Christ, does it. And mm-hmm. and Jesus is doing that, and he's building his church, and he's moving the church forward. But we just wanted to play our little role in mm-hmm. in encouraging marriages to say yes to God.
Yeah. So our question to you is, will you join us?
Yeah. And so that's just our little update. You have, what is it? It's 9 more episodes after this week of interviews. I hope they all encourage you. Please stay tuned and go on Instagram, post a screenshot of the episode that you liked the most so far, and let us know why. And tag at Marriage After God. But most importantly, go pre-order the book today. And you're not going to regret it. We're going to love to put a copy in your hands. And then keep an eye out for the freebies that we have coming your way soon.
Thank you guys so much for joining us, and stay tuned because this week on Wednesday, we will be launching number 7 in the series.
Yeah. Oh, one last thing. This is like first step, and we should have even started with this. Would you be just praying
yeah.
for this book and just be praying for us? You know, my wife and I, we do all this from our home, and we have our little family, and we love God, and we want to keep our minds focused. We mm-hmm. want to keep our hearts focused. And stay humble all the time. Mm-hmm. But we want to pray that, and if you would pray with us, that God would use this book the way he wants to use it.
Yeah.
And that hearts would turn towards him, and that fires would be ignited, mm-hmm. and that his will would be done. So I would just love if you'd pray with us for that. And so thanks for joining us this week, and be on the lookout for the episode launching this week. You're going to love it. Hey, Marriage After God friends. Thank you for your continued faithfulness in listening each and every week. Jennifer and I have often shared with you about how important prayer is in the life of a believer. It's so important, in fact, that we're told this in 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It is God's will for us to pray, and we want to inspire you to begin praying for your spouse and marriage every day. This world hates marriage, and so does our enemy, because he knows the power that your marriage is meant to have in this world. He knows that if you and your spouse are praying and chasing boldly after God together, that the impact Christ will have in and through you will be powerful. So we need to be praying more than ever before. Our heart is to encourage you, along with everyone who listens to this show, to be praying for your spouses and your marriages, to be strengthened, renewed, healed, prepared, and empowered to do the ministry that God has for you to do in this world together. So, Jennifer and I would love to invite you to join with thousands of other couples in taking our 31-day marriage prayer challenge. This is a completely free and fun way to build a habit of prayer in your marriage. All you have to do to join is visit marriageprayerchallenge.com and fill out the registration form. Once you do that, you will begin to receive an email every day from us during the 31 days to not only remind you to pray for your spouse, but we'll also give you various topics and prompts to help you know what to pray for. We dare your marriage to start praying like never before. Start the challenge today at marriageprayerchallenge.com.